Welcome to Yoga Chai and the Dog. I'm your host Deepak.
And I'm Archana.
And we have our dog Lulu. Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Yoga Chai and the Dog. This is your host Deepak.
And I'm Archana here.
Hi. We are living in a strange time. I think probably you will keep on hearing this opening sentence for a couple of more weeks to come. Yes, it's a new way of living. It's a new way of working. It's a new way of adapting yourself to the changed situation. And that is what we find ourselves in. Before we began this podcast and we started brainstorming about what to do it, I mean, obvious thing was, yeah, let's talk about, you know, how to manage yourself in the crisis. But I think, well, at least I am getting a bit sick of hearing about Corona, about crisis, and about what to do and not to do. And ever since it started 5 weeks ago, the intensity and the frequency and the volume of such kind of advice has literally grown. And for once, we are not going to talk about, you know, that. Or are we?
Yeah, because we are going to talk about body image during this time, how we are, you know, getting more concerned about our, how we look and all. But before we start, I just wanted to ask, because whenever we do our, you know, yoga practice with people, and I just ask them to ask themselves, how are you doing? So, and this is very important at this time. You can just ask yourself how you are doing. So, and whatever we are talking, it's just a suggestion. It's not advice.
Yeah. And so body image is interesting. One of the reasons why, because, you know, since we last talked about body image, which was a couple of weeks ago, we found that, you know, that episode is one of the highest downloaded and listened to episode all across the world. So, you know, for some topics, you see a regional pattern where it is being more downloaded in Asia or you know, Australia. Some becomes a favorite of the United States or, you know, the Americas, some globally. This was the highest downloaded episode and listened to and commented on. So we thought, this again is a time where we are really getting concerned a bit about our body image, about how do we look, about our hair, about our probably expanding waistline or shrinking waistline if you're lucky, probably about your appearance in general. And yes, the barbershops are closed, the beauty parlors are closed, the beauty salons are closed, the gyms are closed. So it is really tough. Trying to maintain your body, maintain that confidence, maintain that fitness, maintain that level of confidence in you. And it's for us as well. And we are trying our best to ensure that the waistline doesn't shrink or expand in my case. And also look presentable, because as I'm working from home. Now most of the meeting happens online. Typically, you know, it's a video conference. And so you need to look presentable, right? What do you say, Archana?
I was listening to Deepak, and body image is what? When people said that if your waistline is getting bigger or if it's shrinking, good luck. Yeah. This is how our subconscious mind works, because we are so bombarded with the image, how we look, and also, so what? Our waistline is expanding. So what? It's the time when, yeah, we are getting concerned about how we look and all. Just now I was shopping in a supermarket and I met one of my friend, my colleague, and she said, oh, good for you. You have not colored your hair since long. And I said, yes, I just embodied that. And but I was not judging her for how she was looking, because I know this is the time when if there is a 1% of judgment also inside me, it's gone, because I don't know other people's story, what they are going through. So, you know, a few days back, there was some poem which I posted, and it was said that we all are in this storm, but our boats are not same. We are not sailing on the same boat. So this is the thing. But why are we worried about body image so much? A lot of research, it says, it's just how we were brought up. You know, the other day I was talking to my daughter Aditi, our daughter Aditi, and she said that the woman, when they look at someone's eyes to eyes, so when they are little, so the parents would say, oh, don't look at me like that. So we are so much coded in a way how we should look, how we should wear, how we should sit, how we should stand. Just not only the girls, but the boys also has got these type of stuff. And the girls are like, they have embodied it. Like, they just think this is their first nature, not second nature. This is their first nature to look good. I'm in my 50s, but I should look much younger. If somebody has said that you look young, I feel it compliment. But if somebody would say, oh, you look your age, that's not a compliment. So with the boys, I feel with the man, they numb themselves. They also feel that on their shoulder, and especially at these days, that they should have a six pack and they should look this way. Their hair should be like this. You know, there are so many things on the boys also, and they should behave like this if they are feeling, and especially in this time when they are feeling very overwhelmed or fearful, they will never talk about this in their family because they are not supposed to be. They are men and they have to be really very strong and solid. So it's from both point of view. So, and how does it affect body image? Because this is our thought process and that would affect our body image. I just wanted to add this, that body image is something which is there in our minds since we were born. And it's very hard to decode it.
Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to say, that I completely get what you're saying. But yet the point is, it has been probably programmed over a number of generations that appearance matters. What people judge you for the first time is how you look, what you look, and not what you bring to the table, not what is there inside you. Yeah. And that is the reason why the billion dollar worth industry based around fashion, around fitness, clothing, fitness, everything. And all that you look at is, oh, how you can get that six pack, how you can get that triple biceps or triceps, whatever you may call it, how your skin can glow, how you can teeth become white, how you can whatever nails look good, whatever. So the fact is, like it or not, you have to live with it, right? Because 99% of the time people judge you on that, and as you rightly said, that you also don't. But for instance, if you do come across a friend or a person in the supermarket, on the road, who is extremely shabbily dressed or, you know, unkempt hair or something like that, the first impression is, what the hell, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is what we have to bring our second nature, like saying that, oh, she's my friend and she's absolutely beautiful how she looks. I met my friend who runs the post office, and I'm so proud of her. So whenever I go inside, I don't see her how she looks.
She looks amazing.
Amazing. I'm not saying whether she looks amazing or not, but the thing is, for me, she's always amazing, because, you know, this is how you see your, if you see someone who you love genuinely like this, so why can't you see other people like this? But
so that happens, Archana. And as you rightly said, that is the second thought that comes.
Yeah, now, but we have to make it the first one. Yeah.
So what people do, and that subject of our podcast is, because people are conscious about it and they would take enough effort to ensure that they are maintaining a good appearance and their hairstyle and their body and their fitness and all that kind of thing. Unfortunately, they are not able to do that. And I think that is causing a bit more stress on them, amongst other things.
You know, Deepak, what I wanted to add here is, for me, 21 years, fitness was something I have always worked out. I have always walked. I have always cooked my food and eaten. So it's not now when I'm doing it, I'm not doing it for a purpose. So 3-4 days back, I did something and my back was really hurting. And so this doesn't came into my mind that 5 days, 6 days, or maybe 15 days, I would not work out. But still, I could do so many things. I don't have to prove anyone that, you know, my body is this or I know this. If I don't post a picture of doing yoga or my exercise, it doesn't mean the values and the thing what you have inside you is your. It's your thing. It is not about what other would judge you on that. If somebody is judging you, it's not your problem, it's their problem. So when we start with the body image, when we start looking at someone, you know, if I'm posting something and someone is thinking that, oh, she doesn't work out, she has not posted for last 5 days, it's their problem. I will post when I'm ready. So if somebody is posting something and if you get hurt by that and you feel bad about it, it's your problem. The thing is, this is why the body image is more, we can only overcome it when we start understanding our judgmental mind. And when we start understanding others, so, you know, there are people in fitness industry still at this point also, they are just trying to prove that they have not rested. They are still eating 100%. It's really good practice. I'm not saying it's bad practice, but when you post, so you're making general public, when they look at it, they think, oh my God, everyone, you know, is doing something, but I'm not doing something. This has nothing to do with your thought, because this is a vibration which is from all around you. It's coming, and people are doing just not one workout, but I know people, they are doing 2 to 3 to 4 workout in a day, and they clean the house because just they are into their mind to look amazing. I don't know.
So Archana, I think the number of people, the number of videos on home workout and even free live video sessions, workout sessions on YouTube has really ballooned. And a number of my friends, like, they say, oh, you know what, every morning I actually attend that session, which is free by that trainer or somebody or the other like that. However, attending a 30-minute workout probably 3 times a week or 4 times, yeah, it's a good starting point.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good starting point. Yeah.
But my question is, what else? What else do we need to do in order to maintain that confidence in your quote unquote body image?
I think it's a fine balance of everything. So just I gave you an example. For 4 or 5 days, I was in pain and I didn't open up my mat. But I did meditation. I did some stretching. For everyone, it's a different time. But for me, it's such a reflection on my own behavior that one day I was just lying on my conservatory doing nothing. And Deepak looked at
me.
And Deepak looked at me and he said, oh, you're not doing anything. There was sun. And I just thought, I'm giving myself permission to do nothing. And giving yourself permission to eat something is also very important, because we eat most of the time very healthy food. And I am not saying this because we are very privileged. Maybe we get good food and whatever, I know how to cook. But at the same time, there are times when I really think this is the time when my daughter is here, Deepak is here, and we can have some comfort food too. So it's a fine balance of everything, and it's just not food and exercise, but if your thought is also like flowing in a way where you are more creative and you are thinking, it's okay if I'm not creative also. Let's say these days I'm not creative. That's okay. That's your life. You should not take it like, when we start looking at ourselves as a person rather than the fitness, rather than the food we eat. So we are much more inside us, and we are much more mindful of our own actions. So body image is nothing then, actually.
Yeah. And one thing which I must commend, that next to where we live is a small woods. So and there are paths where people can walk. Before this lockdown, there were a couple of people who would walk there. We would go because, you know, we have a dog and we have to take our dog, our yoga chai and a dog, and we have to take her out. But then there were people you would meet there and you knew them, right? And now when we go, suddenly the number of people who are in there has like tripled or even quadrupled. But the good thing is, yes, at least people are realizing that you need to get out.
Yeah. And they have children, and also it's a good thing to see people outside.
It's really very good. So I'm really pleased to see that. And if you have picked up that habit, if you have started going out in the woods, really it would benefit if you continue that habit even after the lockdown. I was never a walker. up till probably 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I was never a walker. I hated walking. Just in order to help out Archana, when I was around, I would take Lulu out for a walk, try to tire her out as quickly as I can, and then, you know, bring her back. Now the thing is, it was Tuesday and Wednesday where I was in a day-long training session, and when it finished at 5, I just literally ran out of the house and went for a long walk, at least did, I think, 4 kilometers or something like that walk, and then came back. First day when I went, and then before that, Lulu had her walk a couple of times, and she was interested in a long walk, and she was kind of pulling me and say, let's go home. And then actually I came, dropped her in, and then went for a walk. So the important thing is, why I'm saying this is not for any other reason, but to say that you do need some kind of exercise. It is important to maintain your fitness, to maintain your appearance, to maintain your body, but at the same time also to maintain your mental equilibrium, mental health, mental peace. You go out, you breathe in the fresh air, you look at the greens around, and it really calms you down.
Yeah, this is the point. And one thing which I wanted to add, how would you tackle, you know, this is something when we are talking, it's not that we don't face body image problem. We do face body image problem.
Everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does. And so how, as a coach, I coach myself or I see myself. So some of you might know that I stopped coloring my hair since August. So it's April now. And
in August.
Yeah, it was August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and since then, you know, there was some people who really encouraged me, and I'm very lucky that Deepak and my children, they encouraged me. And there were many people who has said so many nasty things, which was like, you could not take it. It was so nasty. But the thing is, what I learned in this process was just not growing gray hair was a something which I wanted to. I was exploring myself, how much hurt I feel when somebody says that. And the more hurt I am feeling, the more I am entangled into that body image. Yeah. So it's like my hair is me, but my hair is not me. And this is a very good, again, Buddhist mindfulness practice where they say that I am not my hair, I am not my nail, I am not my eyes, I am not my skin. And slowly you go deeper and deeper, and then you realize what you are holding is not, actually it's not you. And if you are identifying with that, your personality. So for me, it was like once I met someone and she said something, and it was really very hurtful the way she said to me. And that day was a very tiring day for me. And it was almost in the evening I met that lady. And I thought, oh my God. But then I suddenly thought, because when we criticize someone, when we are very judgmental towards someone, we are a bit threatened by their courage to do that. And this was a courage. This was a courage as a woman, you know, and especially when I was doing it, everyone said, oh, you look so young. Why would you go for the gray hair? Yeah. So for me, accepting that it's okay, I look young, I am fit, I'm happy about it because I have taken care of my body and my thought, my everything I have taken care for so long. So it reflects. But what does it mean that I would not grow old? So you have to just take a step back and see your own courage, and then you can face it. It's hard. It's hard. It's really. And then second point, which I wanted to add here, is have your own team. People who love you unconditionally. So for me, my family was there. For me, my hairdresser, you know, Tom, he is my hairdresser. And he was so excited about this whole project. And every time when I used to go there, he would vision me when I would go fully gray. So this was a big shout to Tom Hall for what he has done. So, you know, it was a support system which I have got. And I always think when you are taking like with my body, I would not say that, you know, I'm like people you see in Instagram and all. I'm not a perfect yoga type body. What does it mean, yoga type body? I enjoy yoga. I teach good yoga. And that's what a yoga teacher should be, or a coach should be. The third point which I really want to say, do your own practices, do your own things with the value which you have in. And you will not face that body image issue of the people face it.
I think we even discussed that the last time when we were talking about body image, was that don't get into others' template. If possible, create your own template. And once you know what your template is, I think you should be content and confident about it. Otherwise, you will always be looking for, the body of a Brad Pitt and the triceps of Arnold.
But do you know, if you would talk to Brad Pitt also, he will not come to this podcast. But but the thing is, he might be also struggling with. So we
They do.
We all have.
Interestingly. Well, I follow a couple of, news channels, Indian news channels on Instagram. And these days, the movie stars, they are suffering so much from lack of attention and lack of media that, that they have started putting their photos, washing dishes or whatever. And when you look at the photos, you say, hey, come on. You cannot wash dishes in those clothes and with that kind of makeup.
I can post a picture of Deepak washing dishes and he looks much handsome than when he's washing.
Oh, wow. Okay. That doesn't mean that, I'll keep on washing dishes all the time. But anyway. So, guys, we thought based on your response to our earlier download, I thought that we'll probably work a bit more on the topic and discuss this a bit more in detail.
And Deepak, I got few inquiries when you did that body image. I got 4 or 5 messages saying that, can I work with someone who is struggling? I do work with people who has emotional eating issues or a body image. It's a coaching which is based on not on what to eat and how to move, but it's basically based on the psychology behind it.
Yeah, the psychology of eating. I think we had touched that in quite details in the last episode. So, yes, I know it's trying time. You're trying to not binge eat. You're trying to eat healthy. And sorry, we also wanted to discuss about intermittent fasting. Right?
We will do it on another episode.
Okay, because we thought that we would include intermittent fasting, because that is something that at least we both practice in a way. You practice it consciously. I practice it because I don't get food. But anyway, we'll come to that later. Before we go, we would like to make an announcement. The next episode that will be aired on the 8th of May is going to be our 25th episode. So for that, we are So for that, we have redesigned the whole podcast. Thank you very much for your support for these 24 episodes. For the 25th.
And there are a few surprises on 25th.
Yes. There are a couple of surprises. The whole layout, the whole intro, everything is changing. Even the artwork is changing. The topic, we will at least give you the topic. The topic that we are planning to cover on that is courage. In Yoga Chai, an Instagram post, I've already reached out and said, if you have a courage story to share, if you think that something that you have done in the life was exemplary, you are proud of it. It was a courageous act that you have done. Just pick up your phone, record your message, mail it to us. It's yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. And we would definitely love to air it. You can put your name in it or you can decide not to put your name in it. We are perfectly fine. We are not, if you would like your name to be put on air, great. We would love it too. If you don't want it, but yet you want to share your story, please do. We'd love to hear from you. We would like to have as many responses as we can. If required, we'll cover it in 2 episodes or we can finish it 1 episode. But we'd love to hear from you. So as usual, our email ID is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. It will be there in the show notes. You can look at it. You can follow us on Twitter at yogachaidog1 or on Instagram, which is @yogachaidog. And till the next time, keep fit, stay safe, be healthy, be positive. Yoga Chai and a dog.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.